morning for a message. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. I'd like to look at that verse this morning. There's a lot of other verses that I want to read, but the title this morning is God is Able. There's a lot of truth in this verse. We'll see if we can unpack some of it. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8 says, "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work." God is able. That word able there in the Greek, I can't talk Greek, so, but it actually, it is actually where we get our English word for dynamite. Some of you children, how would you explain dynamite? Who ever seen a stick of dynamite? Any of you see dynamite, stick of dynamite ever? I already seen, it's a tube with a string going into it. Drew in some rocks and you stick dynamite in there and light it. I just didn't know if any of you's ever seen dynamite. What's in dynamite, I'm not sure about, but I didn't get into all that. But that word means power. And of course, the closest thing I see different times is ether, which is not dynamite, but it's an explosion. I still remember my dad putting, some of the earlier days, putting a combine tire together. And he had a ratchet strap in the center to push the sides out, plus he used ether. And those are two things that you don't want to do. And I think he used a whole can of ether and lit it. And as far as I know, that strap is still over in Leon Beach's field, went across the trees, the opposite side of the road. Leon's not there anymore, but Norman is. But anyhow, dynamite, God is able. When you think of God, do you see him as boring or uninterested in your life? Or do you have a biblical view of God? Do you see him as all-powerful? When the scriptures say he is able, it tells me he has the ability to do extraordinary things in my life and in your life as well. This is Paul writing here. He says, God is able to make, the next word, God is able to make. And I like that word there, because it reminds me that God is the creator. God is making. He made the world. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the world. He is powerful because he is a creator God. That is why God is able to make, shape, or even recreate all situations and circumstances of my life and of your life. He's able to make, shape, and recreate all situations and circumstances. And there's even more to this verse. God is able to make all grace. I like that word there, not some grace. We see grace is a gift from God, and you and I cannot obtain on our own. And then turn to 1 Peter 4, verse 10. And I was thinking about this verse. I have to think of this one over here. 1 Peter 4, 10. Says, "As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." Pretty big words there. Steward of the manifold grace of God. What's a steward? Could we say that would be in the olden days, it could have been a slave, taking care of his master's things, a manager, superintendent, taking care of his master's things. Eliezer was over the house of Abraham. Joseph had a steward. Herod had a steward. So we are taking care of our master's things till he comes. We're a steward. The word manifold in the Greek was various in character. In other words, there is various grace for various trials. So maybe you're ill. Maybe you have a hard time to forgive someone. God gives you grace to forgive. Or maybe you have a hard time loving someone. God gives you the grace to love that person. We all need God's grace in our lives. Turn to Galatians 6, verse 9. Galatians 6, verse 9. Pretty common verse here. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I believe it's saying there, let's not be weary in doing good, for in the proper time we will reap a harvest if we don't give up. Sometimes it's not always easy to keep doing the right things when it feels like you're getting nothing in return. That's where God's grace comes in. God is able. This morning, God has the power, that dynamite power. Whatever your circumstance this morning, God is able. And then another word, if we go back to 2 Corinthians again, to our passage. Second Corinthians 9. Verse 8. It says, God is able to make all grace abound toward you. That word abound is an interesting word. Paul uses it quite a bit in his writings and teachings. The word picture is of a river vastly overflowing its banks, abound. And then I just want to read Romans 5, verse 20. This is what Paul was thinking. Romans 5, verse 20 says, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. So, could we say that sin is abounding in our world? I believe we could say it is very much abounding. Waves of sin. But then he is saying there are greater waves of grace that overcome it. And that's a wonderful promise that we can have. Sin is abounding, but much more grace is abounding. God is able. Whatever you are facing today, do not lose sight of God's enablement to make all grace overflow in your life. God is able. Ephesians 3, verse 20, I'd like to read. Galatians 3, verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. God is able to do exceeding abundantly. I like that verse. And it's superabundance. Back in Matthew 14 there, it talks about Jesus feeding the 5,000. It said that they all did eat and were filled, and they took up the fragments that remained, 12 baskets full. That would be called superabundance. God was able to do that. His power could do that. Now turn to Luke 6, verse 38. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. It says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall man give into your bosom, for with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." God is able. We might say, well, if we're trying to sell something, we're shaking it, we're pressing it down, we're using more of our things. But it's a golden rule there. God is able to, if we give others what they need and more, God is able to take care of you. Now, Jude 24. Jude, verse 24. It's a pretty common verse here. It says, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy." God is able to keep you from falling. The dynamite power that he has. Now I'll turn to 2 Timothy 1, verse 12. 2 Timothy 1, verse 12. "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Paul was persuaded that God was able to keep him, that the things that he committed. "Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus." Now, Hebrews 7, verse 25. Hebrews 7, verse 25. "Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them." He is able to save them to the uttermost. No matter how bad things that we have done, God can save us if we repent. Power to save. Now in Hebrews, go to 2, verse 18. Hebrews 2, verse 18. "For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted." He is able. He has the power, because he knows what it was like to suffer. So he knows when you're suffering, he knows what that feels like. I want to see just a few verses here where people were not able, turn to Psalm 40. God is able, but sometimes man is not able without God's help. Psalm 40, verse 12. This is King David. Psalm 40, verse 12. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head, therefore my heart faileth me. Verse 13, be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. We see there he was, mine iniquities have taken hold upon me. I believe he was talking about his sin, taking hold of him and evil all around him. And he was saying here that because of that, I am not able to look up. And in our own strength, we are not able to look up to God. But God can help us. He gives us a grace and the strength that we need. I like David's prayer there. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Now, Numbers. Let's go to Numbers 11, verse 14. Here's another person that was not able. Numbers 11, verse 14. And here is where it's about Moses. Numbers 11, 14 says, I am not able to bear all this people alone because it is too heavy for me. You see there, he did not have the strength alone to take care of his people. I am not able. He did not have the power or the energy to take care of his people. But we see God is able. God through people can have the power, the dynamite power. Now turn to Daniel. A few more verses here. Daniel 3:17. Daniel 3, verse 17. And here we all know the story about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the king said he's going to sound the trumpet again. And it said, verse 17, if it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Pretty brave three men here. Our God, whom we serve, is able. He has the power to save us. Now, Matthew 9, verse 28. Matthew 9, verse 28 says, and when he was come into the house, when Jesus was come in, the blind man came to him, and Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? Believe ye that I have the power, the dynamite power, to be able to do this healing? He said unto him, yea, Lord. Very wonderful verse there. He believed, and the miracle happened. Now, Romans 14, verse 4. Romans 14, verse 4. Here it is talking about how to treat a weaker brother. It's verse 4, it says, who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. It's don't judge a weaker brother, because God is able to make him stand. The power, the dynamite power there of Jesus, God. When I am weak, God is more than able to give us strength. When I feel helpless, he is more than able to help me. When fear threatens to overwhelm me, he is more than able to deliver me. Now I want to read another few more verses here in closing. Judges 8. Judges 8, verse 4. Says, and Gideon came to Jordan and passed over, he and the 300 men that were with him. Says they were faint, yet pursuing them. How often are we weary in life? And it says here, but they kept pursuing. Are we weary in the battle? God is able. He has the power to help you win. Now, 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel 22, verse 7. Says, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. So this morning, God is able to hear and answer prayers, the prayers of the saints. Now, 2 Corinthians 9, 8, back where we started. I want to finish there. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Let's remember as we go about this week, God is able. He has the power to make, he's the creator, all grace and abound, the overflowing riverbank. So when you're overwhelmed with life, let's just remember that the waves of grace are greater, and they're going to take care of your overwhelmed life. Let's kneel for prayer.